Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so the president has COVID. What does that mean? I'm a dummy, and I don't know. And so, and it's being reported from the White House that he has mild symptoms. But I wanted to bring the best, one of the best doctors in the world, quite frankly, onto the show, Dr. Don Yearley, the chief medical officer with UPMC, who's also a friend. Dr. Yearley, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for the invitation today, Marty.
All right. Lay it out for us, sir, your first take on this diagnosis and what that means to him and to the country and everything else. Thank you, sir.
Well, I'm not surprised that someone of incredible prominence has contracted COVID-19. It's around us. The current versions of the virus are very easy to spread. And I would expect that in a person who had taken the time to not only be careful about his actions and behaviors, but also to be fully protected, and that's by immunization with a vaccine, that he would do very, very well, even with his age being a particular factor. So none of this is surprising, and it reinforces, be careful, get vaccinated, and when you feel even a little sick, get tested and reach out for the therapies that can help you.
One of my boys, actually, one of my good friends, is at home right now with a COVID, and he took, is it Paxlovid?
That is the oral agent that is by mouth that can help interfere with the virus's chance to duplicate itself, and we give it very early on, and it's very effective.
Yeah, this is what he said. I wanted your opinion, and my friend's much younger than the president, who's 79, but he said the Paxlovid was amazing. And again, without you trying to diagnose what they're going to do with the president, is that a standard protocol now, sir?
Yeah, if you're one of the people who's more likely to have a serious COVID infection, age is one determinant of that, usually over 65. Also, if you have underlying conditions that impair your body's ability to fight off infection, that would be another reason. We generally start either Paxlovid, which is the agent by mouth, or we still consider giving you monoclonal antibody therapy, and that's essentially antibodies to augment whatever your natural body response is. They both work. They work differently, and they're both effective even with the current strains of the virus that are in our communities.
You know, Dr. Don Yearley with UPMC joining me. He's their chief medical officer. Truly one of the gurus, quite frankly. Hey, doctor, with what happens to him now? How does this work in terms of treatment and isolation? How does it work? How does it play out, sir?
Well, he'll continue to be isolated for a period of time after not only having symptoms but testing positive. And I'm certain that he'll retest at some distance. There would be no point in doing that today or tomorrow. It just wouldn't affect things. But somewhere around the fifth day, he'll be tested again to see if he still has some of the virus response left in his, we usually test the back of the nose. He'll take 5 days of the Paxlovid, and then they'll monitor him not only for his symptoms, but the tests. Most people recover. A few people, and it doesn't really matter that much whether you took Paxlovid, will get better and then have a secondary phase where they feel a little bit worse again. But given his protection and given what I know right now, I'd expect him to fully recover.
Hey, the new variants, I think I've heard you say this. They spread easier, sir, but they're not as volatile. Is that true?
Yes. So it's not that the virus is in a different size or how it's transmitted has changed. So the basic things about indoors, wearing masks if you're in a crowd, still hold true. But the virus, a smaller amount of it can get foothold in your body now and cause clinical infection. And that's what we mean by easier to spread. But on a relative basis, we're seeing fewer people who need more aggressive therapies or have bad outcomes. That's probably a combination of the change in the virus. In other words, it's making itself easier to spread, but if it doesn't harm people, it actually gets to stay in our population longer. Secondly, we've built up individually and collectively responses to the virus that also help fight off all those bad things. It's exactly why we still recommend immunization, the vaccine. It helps protect you not so much from the infection, but the bad part of the infection.
Hey, doctor, all my kids have had it. All my friends have had it. I have not, and neither has Christine. I don't know whether it's dumb luck or whatever, but will we eventually all get it, sir?
I think the likelihood is that very many people will have it. Whether they knew it or not is a whole separate issue. That doesn't mean don't do all the basic steps. You need to prepare yourself. One of the best ways to make sure that either you never get it or when you have it, it's as mild as possible, is the protection. And so that's masking to prevent the acquiring it and, more importantly, getting vaccinated. I do think the vast majority of the population will eventually have an immune response from their vaccination or from exposure to the virus. It's all around us now.
Hey, he's 79. Does that concern you, sir, immediately?
Well, more mature people have a higher likelihood of severe illness, so that always concerns me. Conversely, he seemingly, I don't know the president's health records intimately, but from a distance looks fairly healthy and clearly has been prepared with a vaccination. So he has one factor that would suggest that he's at a higher risk for serious outcome and other factors that don't. It's not just one predictive thing that tells us whether or not you'll have a favorable course or an unfavorable course. I think he's doing all the smart things that I'd recommend for everybody. And what he's getting is what almost anyone in Western Pennsylvania could get too if they pay attention, get tested when you feel sick, and contact your doctor.
Dr. Yulee, you're the man and the best there is. Thanks for the information and your honesty, sir. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Man. It's good stuff. Good stuff.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.